Blog Talk Radio.
This is the year of the soldier. This is, you know, stand up or fall back. You know, I don't really have time to be worried about whether you fuck with me or whether you don't. You know, I own a brand called Zero Fucks. Like, do you think that I give a fuck whether you fuck with me or not? I fuck with you. We have a million other things that we could be talking about, we could be doing, and right now I think that my duty is to other human beings. You don't gotta fuck with me, I fucks with me. You know what I'm saying? These people that buy my brand, they fucks with me. You think that I see you because of you're in such pain that you see, you think that everybody sees how much in pain you are. Because I'm coming out a little bit stronger this year. Like, I'm guillotining everybody. People that are coming to me to help, healing, they're right here.
All right, y'all, I am here, and it is Tell the Truth Tuesday, November 20th, 2018. I also wanted to correct that show where everybody got dragged and saying that it was not October 6th was the show. It was November 6th, because I was like, oh, my God, what was I talking about? I was just so beside myself. So today, our show is called Equally Yoked or Get Yoked. And so it's my favorite day, Tell the Truth Tuesday, and I'll be discussing why I am not a cover or lit. If you guys have been paying attention to Pastor John Gray and his foolishness, and we're going to discuss why struggle love after the age of 25 is not okay, why people can't get over themselves and accept help or contribute to others. And after 30 days, I have to say this because this is some funny-ass shit, so I get in the house today from pimping, you know, all day just pimping, doing what I do. And I see this package, and it's torn up, and there's a hole in it. And I look at it, and I'm like, oh, my God, it's the package that I sent Billy's mom with the combs, the brushes, and everything. So after 30 days, you silly man, you send the package back that was sent to your mother with items in it that she needed. You know she needed them. And you had the nerve to send the shit back a month later. You received that shit on October 18th. It's November 20th, bruh. You mad? What you upset because I told the truth about you because you lied about me? So anyway, you opened it, sent it back open, okay? You should have sent it back on October 18th when you received it. No class, and that is why I decided not to raise someone's raggedy son. So, you know, I'm going to kick the show off with the fact that, you know, I got out of the room because I know that there are people that are like, oh, was she put out or whatever. So I was in a private group that was started by my girlfriend who recently passed away February 6th of last year. It was a surprise to everyone. I did a show, you know, and I've been trying to look out for her son. It had dawned on me that no one in the room knew that her son, her youngest son, was having some difficulties with the police and just with a lot of stuff that was going on. Because he's been living with this his friend's mother since before the summer, okay? This is why I tell y'all all the time that I wanted to get into the death, the business of death, because it's a nasty, ugly business. Because when people die, we tell all kinds of lies to each other. We do. Oh, my God, I'm going to call you more. I'm going to see you more. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to check in on you more. Fucking lies. It's lies. And so I thought that since everyone in the group was planning a cruise, you know, that's $500-$600 right there, that y'all could help the owner of the founder of the group's son with some extra items at Christmas. Now, what I said was, listen, you don't have to worry about Christmas. You don't have to worry about, you know, school clothes, winter clothes, spruce stuff of outfit. I am the type of parent that I grew up just having what I needed. Not so much what I wanted, but the child will have what he needs. That was my personal promise to her as I held her hand while she was in transition. I don't know what the fuck y'all promised her, but I promised I would look after him. I didn't say take care of him. I said look after him because she was not my best friend, but she was my good friend. And so of the 55 people in that room, I wasn't even upset at anybody in the room, Asia, because I'm going to get to your comment, because I knew that y'all did not know that this was going on. I said, there's no way that anybody in the room knows what's going on. So I'm going to bring it to the room. Now, the lady that he's living with, because their sons are best friends, right, she didn't know that I was going to ask for stuff. So what I said was, I said, listen, if you guys can help her, I'm talking shit like laundry detergent, socks, bread, you know what I'm saying, like soap that, you know, they're using, just anything to ease the pain off the mother, or anything that you wanted to send personally to the child, okay, a comforter set, you know, or, you know, sheets, a pillow, any fucking thing that you could have would have been appreciated, okay? So all I said was, to those of you that reached out to me personally to help, thank you. And I was mostly talking about Dave Sincere, who reached out to me and said, I would love to mentor him, okay? Because that's really what he needs, because really, Asia, when I said fuck y'all, basically like to those of you that reached out to me, thank you, but to those who didn't, fuck y'all, I wasn't even talking about y'all. I was talking about his motherfucking daddy, okay? I was talking about, and I hate to say this, Gradisha, okay? Because it was told to me quite specifically, which I didn't know whether Gradisha was in the group or not. I don't know. But what I can tell you is that she was around for some things, but not all. She has not been getting that paperwork back to get guardianship so this woman can get some type of assistance if the daddy is not. Let me be clear with y'all who I'm talking to. I was talking to his motherfucking daddy, okay? When I said fuck y'all, I'm talking out loud because that's how I really speak. I'm talking about his dad. Like, how the fuck could you let your child be somewhere for 4 or 5 months, go through an arrest, go through all this shit, and you didn't know and you just wasn't around? And then I find out, ding, 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 he's a fucking preacher. I didn't know that. I had plans just to walk up in the man's fucking church and be like, can I holler at you real quick? So y'all think it's just you that I be dragging or talking shit about? No, everybody can get it because y'all not living with y'all kicking. So, you know, the God saw to it that there was a person that I knew that I'm doing work with, that was like, oh, I know his father. Before you go in the church and act a nut-ass fool, let me try to talk to the father because it's two sides to the story. I said, ain't no two sides. You know that it just snowed the other day and your child don't have a coat. And the other thing that y'all don't know is that his father prevented him from getting any of the clothes out of his house that Shan bought. He was being disobedient. I don't give a fuck what he was doing. It's cold out. You know you got a son. Do something. Okay, the man don't even know where his son is because I asked the lady. I said, "Does the dad come by? Is there any interaction? You know, no, he doesn't even really know where I live. That's fucking crazy to me. I don't give a fuck what my son did. I would never be in a position where I said I'm not gonna feed him, I'm not gonna give him no clothes, I'm not gonna give him nothing. So Asia, what you did after, like, you gotta go sit down. Okay, you got beef with me. I don't give a fuck about you. So you saw fit to get a battery in your back and comment and say that people going to do what they want to do, I wouldn't even fucking talking to you. Nobody in that room is obligated to do anything for anybody else's children. I just thought that since everyone is talking about a cruise and this, and this, that whatever you had to give, send it directly to the lady. Nakia, I tagged you and said, since you are the accountant of the group, is there a way that you can get something together? Because I don't want money to touch my hands. Okay? Because I don't want that. Because some of y'all funny style, and then one of y'all be done said some shit, and then we have to have a conversation. No. If you want to send something, do something for it. And then on top of that, I trusted that the people in the room were going to do the right thing and send a box of soap detergent, $8. Whatever you have, send it. I never gave a price. I never gave nothing. Me saying what I did for the child was to show you the severity of the situation, not to say like, oh, I did this and I did that. No, when I got the call that he didn't have a winter coat, Denise, you have a coat for him because our sons, my son and Shan's sons are close in age and close in size, both little chunkawunks, okay? I took a jacket over there immediately. So I'm telling you that I got him a jacket to tell you that there was snow on the ground and the boy didn't have a jacket. I'm not telling you to brag because, shit, if I was going to brag, I would have told you everything else that I did, okay? I told y'all, don't worry about this, don't worry about that, I'll take care of that. But, Kim, you know, this holiday season, can y'all do a little something for her? This woman is feeding grown boys in her house and don't get help, okay? So you took it as I'm saying fuck you or whatever, whatever. That's your own personal problem. I'm really talking about his dad and anybody that actually knew that he was in that situation and didn't help. I was very aware that y'all didn't know. Now, here's the kicker. Billy did know. Billy knew back in August when he sent me the money to help with him, and I gave Billy credit for that, okay? But y'all don't say nothing when Nakia is up there in the group talking about she gave a homeless man or whoever from the store a ride home and this, this, and this. You just don't like me, and I will never give a fuck. But what you're not going to do is make it seem like I'm sitting up here grandstanding. I do a lot of shit for a lot of people. I don't even list all my jobs and everything that I do. Because it's none of nobody's business. But what I'm not going to do is have somebody tell me, well, you don't know what people were doing behind the scenes. Motherfucker, I do know. Because I'm in communication with the lady that feeds the boy every single day. Every day. Nobody knew is what I was saying. I brought it to the room. Now, when I saw that whole interaction, then I go back. Now the comments is muted and all this other shit. Y'all not going to dictate what the fuck I say and what I post and what I don't post. Fuck that. So I got out of the room. Because all y'all just, look, 50% of y'all in that room is a bunch of lying-ass motherfuckers. You don't live in your truth. You're adulterers. You're fucking hoes. You do whatever the fuck you want to do, and that's fine. But don't try to, you know, ridicule me for what I'm saying and really living out here in this community with these people, okay? There was a child that needed shit. All I told you to do was help. It don't matter what I do. I did tons more than that, okay? And not just for him, for anybody. But, Asia, you don't know me well enough to know that. And, Kia, you can fucking continue to stay silent and do whatever the fuck you're going to do. I didn't do shit to you, okay? If you still upset about over the summer when I didn't pay for the room for Shan, let's get to that. I didn't give you the money for the room for Shan, A, because that's not the room she rented every year, and you fucking know that. B, because you were disrespectful as fuck calling me on my birthday, talking about, here go my PayPal, here go my Cash App. And Billy was there when it happened. Okay, so you know what I did? I wanted to know where the money was going, because just like you, an accountant, I count my coins too. So I said, well, why the fuck does she still need this amount of money? And I was only there for 10 minutes. Then when Billy was here, y'all didn't even invite us nowhere else. We didn't know nothing else was going on, so I'm paying for shit, and I helped pay for the pizza. Okay, when Dev stood up, all y'all, what, the way that that room should have looked, and I had to explain to Billy and anybody that had never been there before, that's not how it usually went down. Okay? I was in there for, what, 2 hours and left. So what I did, and Nikki, and I'm not going to drag her into this, Nikki will tell you, I Cash App Nikki the money. You want to know why? Because when I broke down the math, and there was three of y'all that apparently stayed in the room, the amount that I was told didn't match. So I said, you know what, I Cash App Nikki the money. Okay? I wasn't even there. We weren't invited to nothing else, and it was what it was. And that room is not what the fuck Shan usually was in. That is not what you told me. So that's why you didn't get any money. So if you still feel a way about that, I feel a way about you fucking interrupting my birthday, texting me on my birthday about some motherfucking $75, $80. That money went to Nikki, and Nikki will confirm that I sent her money. I give money wherever the fuck I want to give it. So since she was involved in the situation, I gave it to her. Okay, because I don't talk to you unless you want money. Or unless you're telling me some bad news that was on television. Like I said, I heard from you when the shooting incident happened. You called to tell me and my son was on the news, whatever, whatever. Then I ain't heard from you since. You ain't no real friend. You's a fake. Fuck out of here. Okay? I'm not doing the fake shit with y'all. You don't have to fucking like me. I respect you. I don't say shit to you. I just seen your mom at one of the plays for Hamilton up in Buffalo. Okay? With my son. I was there. Matter of fact, I was there when your son was born. So how far we have come. Okay? You can sit there behind my motherfucking back, and actually, to be honest with you, I was talking to you. Oh, this is why I didn't want her back in the group, because this, 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 and this. Tell me, motherfucker. Tell me. Tell me. You don't want me in the group because y'all be in here fucking lying and doing shit y'all ain't got no business doing? Don't fucking come and cry at my funeral. Somebody load a clip into my face, and I'm fucking somebody's husband. Don't cry for me. Because, honey, listen, I was living my best life. I was getting co-signed by a bunch of motherfuckers that's all out here living in Sodom and Gomorrah, okay? And, Asia, you don't want no smoke. You should have went and just sat the fuck down and said, I'm going to leave this bitch alone. You got so much money, help the boy. I don't give a fuck what you think about me, help the boy. And I deleted the post because I said, you know what, fuck them. If they want to do something, they'll figure it out. You know, Sonya Fagans knows who Corey is, who the dad is, because she said she didn't know. I know everybody in that room did not know. I can honestly say that. I know y'all didn't know. So for you to take offense to some shit I posted, and Patrick, you liked it. What the fuck are you talking about? I don't give a fuck what you get. No matter what I was telling you was, don't worry about Christmas and this and this and this. I'll take care of that, like I've been doing. There's nothing wrong with me saying that, because I'm trying to show you the severity of it and how, when I thought about it, I said, these people don't know this is happening. But Billy knew. Ridicule that motherfucker, too, because he's known since August. He's the one helped pay for the baby school clothes. He sent 50. I spent, I think, closer to 300, okay? And would have spent more if he would have picked it up and put it in the cart, but he didn't. Okay? The boy is in trouble. He had already been to jail within 6 months after his mom died. That's the shit that I'm worried about. I'm not worried about y'all. He needs mentorship. If his dad ain't going to do it, paperwork needs to be filled out. I got to go over to this lady's house. I'm trying to have a conversation with the father before it gets to this, because y'all know I'm going to drag his daddy. Like, you're not finna be up here in the Pentecostal evangelical realm and talking shit about other people as a preacher and your son out here starving to death. I don't give a fuck what the little boy did. His mom died. Why y'all ain't calling me for the address so that you could go drag the wife who was talking about your beloved friend Shan? Why y'all ain't calling me for the wife? Because that's why the little boy left. That's why Lonzy left. Okay? Y'all just don't like me. That's okay. I will never give a fuck. It doesn't change the fact that that little boy still needs help. So I left that room because I realized that the energy in that room was not what I was there for. April, you know I love you to death. I love April because she is who the fuck she says she is. I love anybody in that room. That's exactly who Herb, he's who he says he is. Keisha, she's who she says she is. Ashley, she's who she says she is. Okay? Judy Lynn, she's who she says she is. And I'm not picking people that stuck up for me, because I've had people get in my shit before, like, oh, you shouldn't have did that, or maybe you shouldn't have said that, whatever, whatever. But that's a real friend. A real friend ain't just going to sit there and talk behind your back, Kia, and then turn around and just not. You saw me talking to you. I tagged you. Then you tried to talk to me in all caps. Motherfucker, when I got back in that room, okay, I didn't know that Texas was canceled. Because according to, listen, to me, I could have talked to Billy a year later. I'm not tripping. I know you're hurt. I know you're whatever, whatever, but that don't got nothing to do. If I said I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. Okay? And anybody will tell you that. So at the end of the day, who would have thunk that just because I told a motherfucker he looked like a fucking rhinoceros or a baby elephant naked or whatever, whatever, I told him his truth, that you would hate me that bad that you would cancel a whole event? When we knew that his mom had to come in the house, I said, well, you know what, I could rent a whole other house and then we could just, you know, he knows that. He knows that. So at the end of the day, I go in the room a month later after the original post was made and find out that the shit was canceled. I have not talked to Billy because that's the type of nigga that he is. Okay? Billy and I were not equally yoked. That's why it would have never worked out. It would have never worked out. Okay? Not just financially, but spiritually when it comes to our elders and when it comes to our parents. And I don't give a fuck what the nigga told you. The proof is in the pudding. There is no way on God's green earth that Denise Scott Mejia is going to leave a good black man, okay, who did not cheat. He could have, I don't know, as far as I know, he didn't, okay, who did not cheat physically with a woman. Ain't no way I'm leaving that. And I done been drugged through hell by the others? Hell nah. So obviously something had to be fucking wrong that did not sit right with my spirit. Okay? I can't do that. I can't do that. I would have stood for, you know what, babe, don't even worry about it. Let's get a bigger house. Let's do this. Let's do that. I was ready to go. But see, ladies, this is what happens when you are about yourself and you are about your coin, you can make that type of decision. And so now I want to get into the John Gray of the situation. So everybody was tagging me in the whole John Gray situation when he said that his wife covered him and his wife was the lid, was the cover, not the lid, and all this other stuff. Now, what I will say is, to his credit, he was an associate pastor at Joel Osteen's church, and y'all know I done stayed down there at that property over there in Houston, Texas. Remember when he closed the doors and wouldn't let nobody in during the flood? But so anyway, I watched the entire interview. So the interview is about 15 minutes long on Sister Circle, whatever it's called, with Quad, and I loved what he said about going to meet the president. You know, when he said, the invitation to me said X, Y, and Z. That's why I went. And then he found out later that it was really just a photo op for the president with these black leaders and communities. Okay, I get that. I loved when Pastor John Gray talked about recidivism and about, you know, jail reform and prison reform and things, because he had family members that was in prison. His dad was in prison when he was born. Loved that. here's where he got a little fuck shit from me. So he talks about being a mama's boy, and he talks about being sexually abused as a child. Okay, which a lot of you women don't understand, that you are dealing with men that are traumatized. Do you know how many men that you have dealt with, and I hate to say this, that have been sodomized, that have been raped in their booty hole? Because that's the only way that I can make you understand this. Okay, so just like you men are out there dealing with traumatized women that was raped by uncles and things like that, where do you think all these Catholic diocese boys are coming from that are now grown men running for Congress, being attorneys, being doctors? They have been raped as well. Okay, so the church ain't just for saints. Sinners be in there too. And I'm not saying that Pastor John Gray was raped by a man. I don't know if it was male or female, but whatever level it was, okay, the man was sexually abused. Do I know whether he told his wife that or not? No, I do not. Okay, it's a trauma. If he didn't deal with it, your wife should not have to deal with that. Yeah, she could be there for the aftermath and for your healing. She doesn't have to be there for you while you go through your shit, okay? Then he said something that was a little bit contradictory to me, because he says, well, I was a mama's boy, so I would get beat up all the time, and they would say, am I a sissy, and am I this? Nah, people ain't whooping people's asses because, you know, they mama's boys. Nah, it was something a little bit more to that, okay? And you're built like a gallon of milk, so I don't know. I don't know who was whooping your ass. Because you look like you was always, you know, a healthy kid. So then he gets into the fact that he was a mama's boy, and he was like, but you know what? I am the man that I am today because of my mama. Here's where you fucked up. Now you turn around and you tell me that your wife went through more labor pains birthing you as a man than she did your two children. That's disgusting. So, and he was like, you know, all my stuff I had to. So listen, I don't know. I think they've been together 8 years, something like that. I don't know how old that man is. If this is some shit that happened in your 20s, it's understandable that maybe now at 30, 31, she's realizing, like, okay, because struggle love isn't for your 30s and 40s. It's really not for your 20s either. You should really be out on your whole stroll doing what you do and learning what you like and what you don't like. But what I'm not going to do is, like, you know, in your 20s, you believe in that ride or die shit. You believe in that Tupac love, Keydata Jones love. You believe in the shit that you see on TV and the shit you see on Love and Hip Hop. You believe, you know, in these jail relationships. You believe that because you think it's cute and you see it on TV and it's glorified. It's not fucking cute. Prison is designed to break down the family structure, especially black families, white families too, okay? People losing trailers, they losing all types of shit. Okay, struggle love is basically you saying that, hey, I'm a man. I'm not willing to deal with my bullshit and my abuse and my traumas as a child. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to fuck up every woman in my path that is not my mother. Because you know what? You got to understand, what if he hates his mom? He can't love you, right? So now you become the mother. Listen, I just watched some shit last night. It was called Escape from Dannemora, and it has Benicio del Toro and what is it, the Patricia Arquette. She looks a hot-ass mess. Think Charlize Theron monster. And it's a series on Showtime, and it was based on a true story from a Clinton Correctional Facility. Dude had a terrible relationship with his mother. I'm gonna break some shit down for you. I'm going to get a little explicit. Dude had a terrible relationship with his mother. I mean, mother fucked her, blamed her for everything, da-da-da-da-da. That's why dad left, da-da-da-da. He's cussing her out on the phone. He's a criminal. He's in prison. He's in Clinton. They call it the Tombs. And he beats the phone, and he's like, fuck you, Mom. And then in 2 seconds, he's like, I'm sorry. He's having an affair with the lady that is, you know, one of the shop owners in the prison. And what happens when they're intimate? She says, call me Mommy. Are you my little boy? Are you my sweet boy? Are you my sweet baby? And I'm looking at this situation from a psychological standpoint, because y'all forget I went to school for a day or two. And that right there is abusive. Now, she didn't know about this phone call. And do I think that she knew that he had this level of hatred for his mother? No. So what is he doing? He's looking for his mother in every woman he meets. That ain't it. That is an incestuous relationship, and it will not work. Okay? I'm going to say it again. That is an incestuous relationship, even though that's not your actual. If you are sleeping with a woman because she gives you the feeling of your mother, that's incest. It is. I don't give a fuck what you say. So here we are having an incestuous relationship, calling these men daddy. I don't do that. You might get a poppy out of me, but you ain't going to get daddy. My dad's name is Mark. My stepdad's name is Morris. That's it. And I don't want to go in the room and think about that motherfucker. So, and my father, you know, recently we just had his 19th death anniversary on the 17th, which is why I actually didn't post, if you guys are following me, at miss.d.scott. So on Instagram. So, you know, I don't need a dad. So I don't go into relationships looking for a father figure. I go into relationships looking for a protector, someone that is going to teach me something, someone that is large enough in a room but doesn't have to be large in stature. But y'all know I like big dudes, so that's – y'all know that's a whole other thing. And y'all should sit, man, listen. So for me, I don't have these types of issues, and I feel sorry for girls that do, because you go into relationships looking for your father, and the man is like, oh, yeah, you know, she calling me daddy, this, and this. Incest, it's not okay. Sigmund Freud is happy as fuck right now, wherever the fuck he is, clapping and laughing at us like, see, I told y'all, motherfuckers, I told you, okay? So when he says, she is my cover, she's not my lid, okay, I get that. Because some of you women, some of y'all ain't shit. And some of y'all cover your – well, some of you are a lid on top of your man, meaning he can't go any higher while he's with you. Okay? He can't go any higher while he's with you. Covering means – basically what he said was basically my wife never put me on blast for the bullshit that I did to her. Okay? So we don't know if that's cheating. We don't know if you done been with a man. We don't know what the fuck happened. Okay? But broken men should not be seeking solace in between women's legs, or in a marriage, or in a relationship. Just like the same shit that y'all tell us. I am not okay with that. We have to stop glorifying struggle love. So you meet, like, basically you abuse this woman for 8 years. Kids ain't gonna fix it. You need to get fucking help. You need to get help. So then we get into, you know, the whole situation, well, why the age of 25? Because up until 25, we're really just, like, trying to figure. And listen, 25 is not a litmus test. Struggle love is never okay, but I can understand you falling for that shit in your 20s. In your 30s, you have to get to a place where you say, I want something for me. And so, like I said, even though my relationship with my former beau would not have been a struggle financially, because I'm okay. I don't know what the fuck he has. I know what he doesn't have, but I know what he, you know, I don't know what he has. So for me, it wouldn't have been a struggle situation, but it would have been a struggle situation for me at holidays, trying to explain traditions. It would have been a struggle for me if I have to send money or if I have to go out of town real quick because my family is extremely important to me. So, yeah, that might have been my husband, but at the same time, you married into this family that is really family, okay, like for real, like cousins, like all of that. And you have no family structure at all. So the best thing for that situation is to focus on yourself, being the best son that you can be and dealing with your trauma. So y'all think that I just dragged this motherfucker because y'all went from, oh, Denise is lying, to she ain't have to do that. Yes, the fuck I did. So it's okay for him to drag me, but I can't drag him back. You don't send people clips and fucking emails or whatever the fuck it was, articles on shit that I am not. You understand what I'm saying? If I was a narcissist, that would suggest that you had something that I wanted. What in the entire fuck, Billy, do you have that I don't have that I want? A penis? Like, I'm just trying to figure it out. So in actuality, if we actually look at the definition of a narcissist, right, it's actually you. Because you gained more out of the relationship than I did. I didn't gain anything but some plane tickets that I paid for, you know, and having to doubt, like, do this motherfucker even know what love is? So maybe that's why he was, you know, he was the best boyfriend, because he really doesn't know what it is, you know. And no, I can't love somebody past a father's death that you had 20 years to make amends with and you didn't. And Billy, one thing that I will keep between us, unless you piss me off to the point, you know what the fuck I told you I think happened. You know what I said. You know it's true. And that's why you feel away. Okay? The Instagram page, all that other shit, that's what niggas do. That's what you do. Okay? So that's what you chose to do. You got to live with that. I know I didn't do none of that shit to you. Didn't talk to exes, didn't do none of that shit. So we were not equally yoked in the way that we thought relationships should be. We were not equally yoked financially as the way you spend your money and I spend my money. I don't eat out. I get it, you out, you're a single guy, whatever, whatever, okay? But that's not how I spend my money. You'll spend your money on electronics, but not take care of the interior of the house. I don't do that. When I do shit, I'll spend a copious amount of money at one time, get everything done, and then it's done, it's safe, I don't have to worry about it. You care about new cars. I don't. I'll drive the same truck for 100 million fucking years, and then when I'm done with it, I'm going to go buy whatever the fuck I want at the lot. Okay, you start things and finish them, I don't. And don't finish them, I don't. So we were not equally yoked. And a lot of times I was talking to Miss Marshall. She's the beautiful lady that you see singing Balance in one of my Instagram videos. And she was like, Denise, the problem is that when you're a gallon, you can't pour into a pint because it's going to overflow. And because a pint is just going to be a pint. It can't get to a gallon level. So here I am pouring into everyone else, and no one's pouring into me, whether it's financial, whether it's about my traumas, whether it's about anything. So all my traumas were on display too. I'm never the victim. I'm always the volunteer for this shit. That's the difference between me and a lot of women. I don't play the victim. I'll tell you all day, if it happened one time and I let it happen past one time, I was the volunteer. Okay? So in this season, you know, I've learned a lot, and I can't wait for 2018 to be over because there were a whole shit ton of lessons in this year. And what I've learned most is that motherfuckers really don't fuck with you. They don't. They fuck with you when it's convenient for them, or they fuck with you for a purpose, or to say that they know you, or to say that, you know, they was around when certain shit happened. Like the other day I met Crystal People Stokes. I wanted to put that out there, too, at the cannabis convention that was held at Medea College last Saturday. We also went to go see King Headley with my son. He was one of the ushers there, and that was a tremendous cast at the Paul Robeson Theater up in Buffalo. And, you know, I had the entire weekend off just to literally rest, to think, to, you know, get things ready for this great Thanksgiving season, and not so much because, you know, it was the massacre of my Native American brothers and sisters, but just as a time of giving thanks for things. So I'm thankful for every experience that I ever had, but I had to get out of the room, y'all, because there was nothing positive that was going on in there. And so when you already got a bullseye on your back, you mad because I fucking told the truth? Name one thing I said that was not motherfucking true. You see what I'm saying? And so y'all don't live out loud. More than 50% of you in that room do not live with the way that you fucking say that you live. Okay? And that's not cool. But, I mean, but that's y'all burning the bear. That's none of my business. I just don't want to be around it. I don't want to see the posts. I don't want to see the fake shit. I don't want to see the bullshit. I don't want to see somebody planning a cruise in a group, and then it's a little boy over here ain't got no money, you know, that's homeless, that is literally the founder of the group's son. His daddy ain't fucking with him. Nobody's fucking with him, but we ain't here. Like y'all are getting away from life right now. I'm in the thick of this shit. I just literally was in a meeting with a lady that got condemned out of her motherfucking house. We have housing issues here. So there's a lot of shit that I don't put on the internet. The internet is supposed to be my solace, my notebook. I keep record of things on there and such. So the internet is not supposed to be a place where I have to walk on eggshells to tell you about you, because y'all already know what was coming next, okay? Anybody that got a problem with me, I kept leaving my phone number in there because I'm thinking, if we grown-ass adults, that's not the fight. Hey, Denise, you know what? This is what the fuck I said about you. I said I didn't want you in the room because this isn't this. You know what? I can't do nothing but respect that. Now I know where you stand. But don't sit there, Kia, and be silent and act like, you know, oh, I don't know what's going on. Motherfucker, you know you was talking shit behind my back. And I gave you every opportunity to call me just in case you still had the old number, okay? CL, hopefully I get to meet up with you when we go down to see my Uncle Melvin in Alabama, because my Aunt Judy and them actually just emailed me that they was coming up here, December 1st. You know what I'm saying? Anybody else? I don't got no problems with nobody in that room, okay? If you got a problem with me, that's a personal shit. I don't give a fuck about you. I mean, do I want y'all to die or anything like that? Like, no, but if you in that room faking the funk in that Asia, you got to sit the fuck down, because you're posting pictures of the dude with the car that said cheater all over it. Motherfucker, you a cheater. You know, lay low for a while now. You know what I'm saying? And all that shit like, oh, Denise was talking about something that happened in 2004. Nah, my guy, that shit was quite much more recently that you was fucking and sucking other niggas' dicks. I don't know if you suck dick. I don't think she sucked dick. But you understand what I'm saying? You are not in a position to be saying shit to anybody. Just go lay down. Like, chill out for a while. It's just like when we would get whoopings. That would be like me coming back down the stairs, crip walking in front of my mom, and I just got my ass whooped. Like, come on now. Just chill. So I don't know who put you up to that or if you just don't like me, but just, like, simmer down. Chill. You good now. Y'all can be fake and phony in the room all together, good riddance, whatever, whatever. Talk about me in group chat. No one talks about you. Shauna, that's not true. Now, Shauna, I will give Shauna this. Shauna kept shit straight, fucking even across the board. I will give her that because I saw her on both sides. You know, but I know Shauna. You understand what I'm saying? I know Kia, too, so I would have never thought that, you know, you felt the way. Just call me and tell me. Okay, I'm trying to help this kid. I know y'all didn't know. Asia, you took it the wrong way and came at the wrong bitch. Okay, I don't got no beef with you. But if you got a beef with me, just call me. Okay, you trying to put it on blast like I'm saying like that y'all, you know, wasn't helping. Y'all couldn't have helped because y'all didn't know nothing was going on. I literally, when I said fuck y'all, I'm talking about his dad and Gradisha who did know. And I'm not even really saying fuck Gradisha because she's doing the best she can. But she knew what was going on and knew members in that group. And I'm just like, this kid is suffering every day. No parental control, no father figure, no nothing. That's the shit that I'm concerned. I'm not really concerned with what you broads think. I don't give a fuck if you think I'm this, if you think I'm that. Do whatever you need to do. Just make sure while you're doing it, you clean up your backyard too. Because I don't function and live in my life like that. Those are things that I don't do. I'm not a cheater, I'm not a liar, and I'm not a fucking thief. And that's all I got on my word. And I take care of my people, I take care of my family, you know, because I'm blessed to do so. I give so much because I've gotten so much in return, and I remember what it was like to be a kid, you know, and your dad ain't around, you know, and your mom's at work all the time. Okay, so like I said, and I'll reiterate, I respect the people that came to me personally and told me what they was going to do personally. When I said the rest of y'all, fuck y'all, I wasn't talking about the room. I really was talking about his dad. We don't have any responsibility to this boy. That is not legally, and not that I know of. We didn't tell nobody we was going to adopt the boy. If my house was finished with reconstruction, no problem, Lonzy could come stay with me. Okay, and I forget who it was that said that he could have came and stayed down south with him. So that's the type of love and support. But see, y'all get so beside yourself in this season of giving and in this season that we're supposed to be giving thanks, and you will allow your hatred for me to not take care of the child. Now, I'm hoping that y'all figure shit out, if not, and find a way to talk to him. Even if y'all could just talk to him, that's worth money. Counsel him. Let him know that, you know, his mom would want him to be doing this. Right now, the boy is hiding report cards from us. We have a bigger fucking problem than y'all just posting stupid shit in a room. Founded by a woman who is no longer here that some of us made vows to. Okay? That's the fake shit that I'm talking about. So if y'all want to help them, y'all figure out how to find it, because when I tried to help, you got Asia coming at me like I'm saying like I did this and I did that. Motherfucker, I did way more. Like I said, and I do way more. I fucking give charity to grown-ass adult men that live in fucking Texas. So you understand what I'm saying? So call me whatever the fuck you want. Just don't call me broke, okay? Say whatever the fuck you want to say, but I ain't no fucking liar. Help the boy or just don't say shit to me at all. We don't got nothing to talk about. And for the rest of y'all in the group, like I said, if y'all ain't following me, go ahead and follow me on Facebook. You can also like my business page, Raging Reiki, which I give services for free to any of you that are listening. All the services are free, regular Reiki, Raging Reiki. I just had a client come in yesterday, and it was hilarious because she's in there trying to break the speaker, and I'm like, you ain't even mad, girl. You just upset. You ain't even got no rage. So if I'm sitting here dealing with other people's demons every week for free, because this is just the way I give back to my community, that's just one part of it, because who pays for the studio? I mean, obviously, I have to pay for it. So if I was going to talk about charitable donations and giving money and shit like that, oh, honey, we could talk. But why don't you pull your receipts while you at it then, Asia? Don't do that. I talked about that boy having to bring him a jacket because it was that severe. I didn't take it as I was saying it like, oh, I did so much and I did this and I did that. But when you have a parent that is saying that he's not going to buy school clothes and that he's not contributing and that the boy can't come get clothes out of his house, and this is a preacher man, that's a bigger problem than me and you. I'm sorry. I don't give a fuck what you think. And like I said, if you can't stand it, he get out the kitchen. Come on, y'all. Y'all don't own that kitchen. Y'all don't own y'all shit. Okay? I left because that ain't the type of energy and vibe I want to be around, hissing snakes and shit like that. I don't want to do that. I have some real deal friends and friendships that I have formed in that room. I sat arm in arm with Sonya Fagan at fucking Shan's funeral. Arm in arm, crying. Shantina crying. there's no way I'm going to let her seed just be out here like that. Y'all can. I mean, it, whatever you could do, you do it, but then do it on your own time. I gave you the message. You shot the messenger. Okay, y'all figure it out then. But y'all, I'm not going to contribute to y'all just being fake and phony. Billy, you know, acting like he's this fucking built buff guy. Billy, it's like seven motherfuckers that met you that literally was like, whoever he is on the internet, that's not who the motherfucker was when I met him. And he said the same thing about some of y'all. So, again, y'all be kikiing with this motherfucker, not realizing he was talking shit about you. So the whole shit is just, I can't. Like, y'all, I can't do that. Like, not in this season, not in this time. I'm trying to be right in the universe. And one of the reasons that I do so much for people is because I have done wrong in my life. I have been fucked up to people. I have done shit that I shouldn't have been doing. Fucking somebody's husband was never one of them, but I have done shit that I shouldn't have been doing, you know. You're either going to take what people want to do for you, and my mom used to always say, never look a gift horse in the mouth. And I never used to understand what that meant until I got fucked up and until I was in a situation where, you know, I'm eating 99-cent hot dogs, you know what I'm saying, and I don't eat hot dogs and I don't eat pork. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm I call it an involuntary vegetarian with my baby struggling in Tampa. So I don't want to see nobody's kid out there like that. And it was by the grace of God that people came and helped me. When my mother found out what was going on with me, I wasn't there, but she was making sure she was sending me hamburger helper and all types of shit, just sending it in the mail. And I took it. And there was a lot of times I wasn't fucking with my own mother, but I took it. You know why? Because I was hungry, because I needed it, and because it didn't matter how angry I was at my mother or anybody else that was offering to help me with my son. I needed it. It wasn't just about me. So y'all got to get out of your mind that everything that I write is about you and a personal attack about you. You are not important in my realm at all. If you are not out there trying to make a difference in the world for these kids because they're the next level of ancestors and not doing what you need to do as a current ancestor, you and I are not on the same level. And I don't give a fuck how much money you do or don't have, anybody. We are not on the same level. If you're not out here trying to take care of your ancestors, we're not on the same level. If you're not out here taking care of your kids and taking care of your woman and help being, you know, the man that you need to be for her, I can't fuck with you. If you a woman out here and you just continuously being the toxic person in the relationship and you're not actively getting help, you could beat every nigga's ass that you was ever with. I'm going to say that's wrong. But at the same time, if you in therapy and you trying to get help, I'm going to applaud that because at least you try it. I don't applaud you, Billy, because you know why? You still consistently want to sit up there and be lying. And you're going to crash again, and you're going to relapse again. I don't wish that on you. But you're going to crash again, and you're going to relapse again, and you're going to be literally sitting there with nobody. Or you're going to be sitting there with someone as a cover, a covering, to cover up everything that you do. I put your shit on blast because I know that nobody knew that you was that type of piece of shit son. Excellent boyfriend, terrible son. Don't match. I can't do it. So I'm going to tell you what is really, really important to me. And what really gets me going, aside from my son and just everything that's going on in the spirit realm, is this new Cardi B joint. It's called Money. And, I mean, I just bang it all day long. So when y'all be thinking, like, I'm being emotional and I'm being upset, and what you say, AJ, I be coming out of left field at people, I own the field. It don't matter which side I fucking come out. Whatever field I'm playing on, I own it. So you can't come on the field and tell me nothing, and I'm the person that's trying to make the moves to get shit done. You either going to help people or you're not. Listen, I give the people all the time that I don't fuck with. I buy all them little raggedy candy bars and magazines and all that other shit I might don't fuck with you, but it's for the kids. But guess what I got to have that?
Look. My bitch is all bad, my niggas all real. I ride in dick in some big tall hills. Big fat checks, big large bills. Run out flip like 10 car wheels. Cold ass bitch, I give raw chills. Send different looks and my lips so kill. I kiss him in the mouth, I feel all grills. Heat in the car, that's smells on wheels. Woo! I was born to flex, diamonds on my neck. I like boarding jets, I like morning sex. But nothing in this world that I like more than checks.
Money.
All I really wanna see is the
money.
I don't really need a D, I need the
money.
All a bad bitch need is the
money.
In the coop, busting out the roof. I got pants in the coop. Touch me, I'll shoot. Bow, shake a little ass.
Money.
You get a little bag and take it to the store.
Money.
Get a little cash.
Money.
You shake it real fast, you get a little more.
Money.
I got pants in the coop. Busting out the roof. I got pants in the coop. Busting out the roof. I gotta fly. I need a jet. Shit. I need room for my legs. I got a baby. I need some money. Yeah. sheets for my ex. All y'all bitches in trouble. Green brass knuckles to scuffle. I heard that Cardi went pop. Yeah, I did go pop, pop. That's me busting that bubble. I'm the Sonny with the drip. Baby mommy with the clip. Walk out fighting with a bitch. Bring a thotty to the whip. If she fine or she fake. God damn. Fucking past the mirror. Ooh. Damn, I'm fine. Let a bitch try me. Boom. Hammer time. I was born to flex. Diamonds on my neck. I like boarding jets. I like more than sex. But nothing in this world that I like more than checks.
Money.
All I really wanna see is the
money.
I don't really need a D any the
money.
All a bad bitch need is the
money.
I got pants in the coupe. Bustin' out the roof. I got pants in the coupe. Touch me, I'll shoot. Bow, shake a little ass.
Money.
You get a little bag and take it to the store.
Money.
Get a little cash.
Money.
You shake it real fast, you get a little more.
Money.
I got pants in the coupe. Bustin' out the roof. I got pants in the coupe. Touch me, I'll shoot. Bitch, oh, papa, you pop.
You pop.
Bitch, oh, papa, whoever. You know who pops the most shit. The people who shit not together.
Okay.
You know that cardio free. All my pajamas is leather. Bitch, I will back on your ass.
Yeah.
Wakanda forever. Sweet like a honey bun, spit like a tummy gun. Roll your one in one. Come get your mommy some cardio. Yes, tip top, bitch. Kiss the ring and kick rocks, sis. Jump it down, back it up. Ooh, ayy. Make that nigga put that soup. Ayy. I like my niggas dark like goose. Ayy. He gonna eat this ass like soup. I was born to flex. Diamonds on my neck. I like boarding jets. I like more than sex. But nothing in this world that I like more than culture. All I really wanna see is the
money.
I don't really need a D, I need the
money.
All a bad bitch need is a
K-K-C-K.